Anyone get a haircut recently? Yeah, you guys, looking good. So I have a question. Have any of you ever been on a long car trip? Yeah, looks like a lot of you. Okay, where'd you go? Do you remember where you went on your long car trip?
Here,
you came here. Great, I'm glad you came here on the long car trip. That's fantastic. Yeah, where did you guys go? You drove to Florida and back. Wow, you know they have airplanes now that make that. Yeah. You saw family on the way. That's great. It's a great drive. Yes, sir. Rhode Island, Pennsylvania was your longest drive. Yes. One more.
Maryland,
that's a long drive. Okay, I'll do one bonus round. What? Where did you guys go?
Georgia.
Great. Great. Yes?
I just want to see parts. When I grow up, I just be 6 foot.
When you grow up, you're going to be 6 foot four? I'm not sure I quite got that, because that would be impressive. Okay, here's the follow-up question. Have any of you ever taken a car trip into, let's say, the forest or the desert? Yes, yeah, Pennsylvania, that's a desert, right, yeah. You what? You guys drove into the forest. Okay, now if you're going to take a drive into the forest, what should you do to prepare for that drive? The desert. If you're going to camp out, you should bring a tent. Something to eat, right? Yes.
Maybe, like, if you're going to go out into, like, the desert, you should probably bring, like, plenty of water and one of those, like, you know, mini trailers that you can attach to the backpack.
Right. So you should probably bring water and a trailer with a couch, and she's going to spend some good time out in the forest, some quality time. Now, they have a lot of gas stations in the forest? No, so probably what should you do before you go on that trip? Fill her up. That's right. Fill her up. You know, I once ran out of gas. Any of you guys ever run out of gas in your car? No, because you're smarter than I am. But I once ran out. You did?
No.
You didn't?
No, if it's dark in the forest, you should always bring the flashlight.
You should. You know, it's good that you said that. Thank you. That's foreshadowing what I'm going to say in just a minute. Well done. You and I, we can work together. So yes, I ran out of gas once in a sparsely populated area called Little Compton. And we had to stop and wait for AAA to come and fill her up. Now, in full disclosure and in kindness to Little Compton, it was a diesel engine, so there was hard to find diesel. But still, we ran out of gas. So we were not ready for that trip to Little Compton, were we?
No.
And that's what Jesus talks today about being ready. Now, he tells a story about the bridesmaids. Who knows what a bridesmaid is? Well, a lot of you guys know what a bridesmaid is. Yes, what is a bridesmaid?
It's the bride's assistants.
The bride's assistants. Yeah, exactly. The bride's friends. Now, there are 10 of them in the story today, and 5 of them make sure to have extra oil for their lamps, which is like having extra flashlights for your batteries. Thank you very much. Got to bring a battery. Got to have extra. The others, they didn't have the extra oil. So they said, we got to run out and get extra oil. And the bridegroom came. The groom came right at that moment when they were away. So this is a story that Jesus is telling about the importance to be awake, to be ready. Why is it important to be awake, to be ready? Eyes are open and you know what you're doing. Exactly, right. Because if you're asleep, you might miss an opportunity. This is what Jesus is trying to teach us today, that God brings us opportunities. Now, how are we to be awake? How are we to be ready? What's the best way to do that?
By using the clock.
Well, by using the clock, yes. I was thinking a more sort of spiritual, but yes, using a clock, but yeah. Wait for Jesus, that's good, yeah. And a good way to be ready, I've seen a bumper sticker that says, Jesus is coming, be ready, or look ready, I think it said. But it's really important to be ready. And the best way to do that is by following Jesus's commandment. And what did Jesus tell us to do? To love God and love and people. To love God and love people. And another way, the reason we should be awake is because God is always giving us opportunities to see blessings in our lives. You know what a blessing is?
Yes.
Okay, good. What's a blessing in your life, young man? That you have an awesome, with his mom sitting right there, loving it. You didn't coach him, did you? No, there's no coaching. Yes, exactly. Thank you, you have an awesome family. Or maybe you have great friends. Or maybe you really like your school teacher. And we should always look, or maybe you just are eating a delicious sandwich. There are all sorts of blessings in this life, big and small. And way to be ready and to be awake is to be thankful for it. There's also opportunities to help people, right? And we need to be awake to those, because we might walk by someone and not even see the opportunity to help someone. That's another way to be awake.
Well, so, and sometimes you can have sad blessings too.
Well, sometimes there are things in this world that don't look like blessings at the time, that seem sad, but when you get through them, they turn out to be a blessing. That is well said. And on that note, thank you and God bless you. Happy Sunday. I'll see you before then.